Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So, all right, listen, Rodney Harrison, he is brought to you by Zuti. You can build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zuti.com for details. By Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. And by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Rodney Harrison. Rodney, how you doing? Lou and Christian here.
What's up, fellas?
How are you, Rodney?
We are good. So you tell me, man, you were out there. You were in the out there with the fans pregame. You were at this game. We talked about the hype. So did the atmosphere sort of live up to what you thought it was going to be?
Absolutely. It was crazy out there. The fans came out and really did a great job of just embracing Tom, showing him love. I really didn't believe that they were going to boo him, anything like that, but I just appreciate the fans. But also, I was really proud of Tom and Bill, the way they handled the week and, you know, just how much grace they showed between one another, and I'm glad they got a chance to kind of hook up and hash things out.
Were you able to speak to Brady at all? A pregame or, you know, at all, at any point in time during the day?
Yeah, I saw him pregame. He was standing outside waiting for Mr. Kraft. And I spoke to him for probably 2 minutes. And I had a chance to talk with Coach Belichick because I interviewed Coach Belichick before the game at the locker room. So it was cool, man. It was really weird, you know, just, you know, being able to talk to both of the most competitive dudes that I've ever been around and just really knowing how much respect and admiration they both have for one another. And that's the crazy thing. Everybody wants to put them against each other, man, when they have nothing but, you know, respect and admiration for one another.
You know, Rodney, a lot of people talking about this game, but what a lot of people are talking about afterwards, too, is the boss move you had on the field with everybody else, pregame, halftime, after the game. What is going on? You don't hold your old umbrella? You got a guy that holds your umbrella for you?
And, man, let me tell you, I'm stunned when you think about how smart Mike Tirico, Coach Dungy, and even Drew Brees and Maria Taylor and Chris Sims, and they didn't negotiate that in their contract. How do you not negotiate an umbrella holder? It's crazy to me, man. It was Chris.
No, listen. We were like, I was like, wow, that's a boss move right there. He's like, what are you giving me this for? You hold it. I'm the guy with the mic in my hand.
Hey, it's negotiated in my contract. I can't help it. Those other people didn't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that guy's right arm with a lot of TV time, I tell you that much.
So, Rodney, as far as the game itself goes, like, I mean, as far as Brady and Mac, who do you think that Mac Jones outplayed Brady in this game?
To me, it wasn't even about outplaying because, just trust me, Tom was going through a lot of stuff, Christian. I don't know if you ever went back and played your former team, but it's times that by like 4 or 5. That's what Tom Brady was dealing with, you know. So it wasn't about Mac outplaying, but I was really proud of Mac the way he stepped up, and he did go toe-to-toe with the GOAT, you know.
Do you think there was like some sort of like some emotional effect that he was working with, you know, for a big part of the game? You think that affected some of his decisions and some of the throws that he made?
You talking about Tom?
Yeah, Tom.
Absolutely, 100%, man. Yeah, Tom, are you kidding me? To play somewhere 20 years and have to play against your coach, old mm-hmm. friends and stuff like that, we couldn't even imagine the type of pressure. I mean, the guy lost his voice during the week because he was talking so much and interviewing so much. So, yeah, it took an emotional toll on Tom. And I'm sure he was beat emotionally, mentally, physically, everything, man. And it showed on the field. But Bill came up with a great game plan. But ultimately, you know, we saw Tom Brady off, and that was because he was just emotionally drained, I believe.
Talking to Rodney Harrison, I want to ask you about that defense, Rodney, because, you know, the Jets, I mean, Zach Wilson gave him 4 picks, but still it was a good defense against that team. But did the defense show you something here in this game, something you kind of can move forward with and build with?
Absolutely, and it showed me that Bill can still come up with a really great game plan to give his team an opportunity to win. And I was really proud of Matthew Judon, a guy that I challenged in a pregame show, said that he needs to start making more game-changing plays. And you know, and I told him after the game, you know, when I saw him, I said, man, you got to be that energizer bunny. You got to get the team to the next level and bring that energy each and every day. And I thought J.C. Jackson did a really solid job on Mike Evans. Man, you're shallowing all-pro wide receiver every single play. That's very tough to do. And I thought Kyle Duggar came up and made a couple nice plays.
So we're talking to Rodney Harrison. Rodney, were you as surprised as us when you heard and saw that Gilmore was being released and then he was traded to the Panthers?
Christian, that's you asked me, am I surprised anything coming out of New England? I can't be surprised, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that Tom Brady's not there, that's probably the most surprising thing that I've ever witnessed, according to, you know, the Patriots situation. So, yeah, Gilmore, man, it's one of those salary cap things, and now he's going to be in a position where he can go and get an extension and prove that he's worth what he's worth. It works out for everyone. You never want a veteran, a disgruntled veteran in the locker room, you know, where he feels like he should be making twice that or three times the amount of money he's making, and he's upset and he's causing any issues in the locker room, which I don't think Stephon would have done, but you just still don't want any of that in the locker room. So I get it. I get the fact that, you know, they wanted to trade him, and I'm glad he landed in a good situation.
So are you surprised? I know that there's reports too that obviously he wanted a contract extension, right? He wanted bump in pay this year, but he goes to Carolina and apparently he's willing to play under the same contract that he wasn't willing to play here. Does that say anything?
Yeah, but it does say something. It says that he knew that after this year that Belichick would not have offered him a deal. At least he knows that Matt Rhule probably said, hey, if you come here, you know that you're still Stephon. I'm more than happy to pay you. And that's what he's shown, that he doesn't mind paying guys.
So Jamie Collins, round three. I haven't paid attention to Jamie Collins since the second time he came back to the Patriots. What do you think his impact is going to be with this defense?
I don't think it's anything that, I mean, it didn't move me any when they said that they were signing Jamie Collins. I just, maybe Belichick can get that fire back in him, and he's probably the only coach that knows how to really utilize him. But I don't know, man. This might be it for Jamie. He needs to show that he can still play, that he still wants to play.
So when you look at the defense, okay, just as far as not the, you know, the big boys up front, not the tackles, not the Godchilds of the world, but the linebackers, the Van Noys, the Hightowers, now the Jamie Collins. I mean, it's a group that's kind of getting up there in age. And sometimes when I look at it, I go, wow, they all seem kind of slow to me.
No. You're spot on. It doesn't seem like they're slow, and I love those guys. I have so much respect for those guys, but yeah, they're slow. When you start watching Levante David and you start watching Devin move and blitz and move from sideline to sideline, it's night and day difference. And that was the thing that really stood out to me I'm like, look how fast, you know, and how athletic Tampa Bay linebackers look, and the Patriots linebackers, the defense just looks slow. And it's always kind of looked like that. And I'm like, you know, and it starts with those backers, man. Those guys have experience and things like that. But, you know, that's something that the Patriots definitely need to upgrade a little bit, you know, moving forward that speed.
Yeah, so it's funny because, like, you know, now I guess we shouldn't be surprised that they're struggling to stop the run, especially in, you know, crazy circumstances, end of game, got to have it, you know, get off the field type situations that have bit them in the last couple losses.
Well, normally, if your linebackers aren't super fast, at least they're big where you can go up in there and you know that you can stop the run. Maybe you can't stop the pass, but now you don't want to be in a situation where you can't stop the run and you can't stop the pass. But, you know, just I guess Belichick will keep coming up with these game plans and see what happens, man. But they looked a lot better against Tampa. I was proud of him.
So, Rodney, we're talking about Mac Jones earlier, and again, a high completion percentage, but the points go on the board, right? Not the completion percentage. So what do you see offensively from this team? And is it just lacking explosive plays? What do you see from them?
Well, they got to be able to run the ball. Are you kidding me? I mean, they got to be able to run the ball. I mean, it's no secret. As, you know, Belichick that's always been a staple, like a quiet staple of his, is being able to run the ball. You can't put a rookie out there and think that he's going to be able to throw 40 times every single game, and you can't run the football. They got to find a way to run the football. and that's just the bottom line. I'm not the coach. I'm not the offense coordinator. But if you don't run the football with a rookie quarterback and a defense that's, you know, that's a little inconsistent, you're going to have problems.
Yeah, and I think that offensive line to me has got to be the most disappointing thing so far. And then you find out that you got Onwenu and you got Isaiah Wynn on this COVID IL list. We don't know if they're going to be available. Shaq Mason's dealing with some things. Trent Brown doesn't look like he's back. So it's you need this offensive line to run the ball, but it looks like they're decimated right now.
Yeah, so you're going to have to try to win on defense and play smart on special teams, maybe catch the opposing defense, you know, with some trick plays like they ran against Tampa. And it's just one of those dilemmas that everybody faces, man. Hey, welcome to the world without, you know, the GOAT, you know? It's tough.
Okay, last one for me. Are the Houston Texans as bad as they were last week against the Buffalo Bills, getting beat 40-0?
Hey, man, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm not paying attention to the Houston Texans, to be honest.
So that's a yes. That's they suck. If you're not taking the time, they suck.
Hey, man, when you lose 40-0, when I'm watching Buffalo tape for Kansas City this Sunday night, I'm watching Buffalo. I'm not paying attention really to Houston.
All right, so all the drama left, Brady left, the Bucs left, and what you're left with is a 1-3 football team. You think this Patriots team is a playoff team?
Hey, man, after a month of football, I don't know why we're even talking about playoffs. They have a lot of work to do, but I believe they can, if they continue to put the work in, they can do whatever they want to accomplish. Absolutely.
All right, listen, Rodney, we appreciate the time, man. Thank you, and enjoy that game Sunday night. That's going to be a good one, too.
Thank you, buddy. You guys have a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.